when we wrote it, I knew I wanted to end the album with it. And the album wasn't even finished, or I didn't know what songs were going to be on the album, but I knew I wanted to end with that. That's just one of those beautiful, divine days that happen when it's time for that song to come out. And this was meeting a guy called Mark Siblia. Troy Tomlinson said, you should meet this guy. I think the two of you would hit it off. And I call him and go to his house and meet him for the very first time, walk into his studio. And he had a guitar and a stand, this acoustic guitar, but it looked really unusual. And I picked it up and started playing this guitar pattern. And while I'm playing it, he's already got a microphone and he's putting it next to my guitar. And we've said nothing to each other. We're like, okay, here we go, we're writing a song. And this melody came and this lyric came. Too late, is it too late for me to listen, for me to change? And it just flowed. It just flowed out. I did the music quickly. Mark went over and started working on building a bit more of the track. I went and sat on his couch and I got a legal pad out because I like to write. And I'm writing and I get to this second verse and I just start weeping on this guy's couch, like just crying on this guy's couch who I've just met. He looks over at me and he goes, must be true. And then went right back to work. And it was the perfect reaction because it let me stay in the place I was at with no judgment, and I could finish the song. And then I got on the mic and I sang it top to bottom and then did some harmonies, and everything just went quickly. I didn't second guess it. I just did it. He sent me the track the next day, pieced together, and I just said, I think we should leave this one alone. I think this is real. I'm not going to go and track it with the band on a proper session and all this BS. We're just going to leave it like that.